Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially it means after Christ when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 1 and ending on verse 17. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. "Lord," the man said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus said to him, "Don't tell anyone about this. Instead, go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed." When Jesus returned to Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with him, "Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain." Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." But the officer said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, "I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. And I tell you this, that many Gentiles will come from all over the world, from east and west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But many Israelites, those for whom the kingdom was prepared, will be thrown into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the Roman officer, "Go back home. Because you believed, it has happened." And the young servant was healed that same hour. When Jesus arrived at Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. But when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her. Then she got up and prepared a meal for him. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, "He took our sicknesses and removed our diseases." Once again, that was the gospel according to Matthew chapter 8 verses 1 through 17 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus is the healer. He healed those with skin disease, those in pain, those paralyzed, those with fevers, and those possessed with demons. He did all this only using the power of his words. The centurion, Roman officer, realized the authority Jesus had. He understood that Christ could heal with only the power of his words. The centurion trusted in the authority of Jesus. Christ didn't heal every disease in his day because his mission was to seek and save the lost. This is bigger than our physical ills, as terrible as those are. As his followers, we are called to continue his healing ministry through prayer, listening, medicine, and more. We befriend the outcast, fight for the oppressed, and tell the world the good news of Jesus. Where is God in the suffering? God is in you and all those who love him. the healing ministry of Jesus points to his ultimate mission. His death and resurrection ensure that there will be a day where there will be no more pain, no more disease, no more death, no more sorrow. Jesus himself died in agony. He knows our pain. We can run to him in our hurt and know that he understands and has the power to heal. He loves us, he lives in us, and he makes us stronger for the storms of this world, and it gives us secure hope that he is coming back and will wipe every tear from our eyes. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How has Jesus helped you through a time of hurt or pain? How can you help others and point them to Jesus? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.